podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Get up out of your seat, walk across the house, and smack the shit out of her.
I hope you were recording that, Noah.
Actually, I was.
Excellent. I only recorded my laugh. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just recorded me hoping that you were recording it, which is
ironic. Then it makes no sense because there is nothing recorded that leads him into that, and he just says, "Walk around the house and smack the shit out of her."
Why the fuck do I talk like a Muppet in your head? Misa gonna slap the bitch.
Welcome to Tan Street.
C is for cookie and also for my cock.
Choke a choke a choke upon my cock.
I thought you were gonna say choke a bitch. Does Grover have to get out of the car and choke a bitch?
That doesn't sound like Grover at all. It's like Yoda Jar Jar Grover.
I can't do Grover now without thinking of Yoda.
I know.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
I have a podcast that I do with my two old roommates. Our names are Tim, Andy, and Noah, so we call it Tancast because we are not creative. And we like to talk about TV, movies, and then like nerdy stuff like video games, tech, and comic books. And basically, it's just a team to make fun of each other's mothers for about an hour every week. But we use horribly offensive language and horribly inappropriate topics. And our most popular bit was a debate we did for about 20 minutes about whether or not you can stop Superman from raping you if you wanted to. Spoiler alert, no. But people asked me, like, wait, okay, if you're clean on stage, then why do you have a smutty, offensive podcast? And the reason is, I find some of the best laughs you get in this life. The laughs you get, you're not supposed to be laughing.
Tancast. Welcome to Tancast!
Welcome!
Motherfuckers!
There it is. I was like, where's your shitty little theme song? Despite the fact we already have two theme songs.
No, that's not a theme song. It's a jingle. It's like station identification.
I got your station identification right here.
Oh, so like at the top of the hour, we're like, hey everybody, you're listening to Tancast.
Motherfuckers!
Yep.
We be fucking your mother.
I don't know if the FCC would be cool with that. But here's what I do know. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
Andy forgot his line.
Noah, the in Tancast.
And when you hear this sound,
we watched the minute.
That means there's a link in the show notes to whatever we happen to be blathering about.
We didn't hear the sound.
That's right. They didn't hear the sound, but you
I heard it.
Did.
It was ba-dang.
It was not ba-dang.
Ba-dang.
It was not...
Ba-dang!
I say good day,
just,
sir!
There were just three links just now, all over the place.
Good day, sir.
It was linked all over your face.
Well.
No, it was just gonna stand back and link all over you.
That's right.
Link, 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 link! Biatch.
Like you like.
Should we kick this show off with some tan laughs?
Why so serious?
Tan. Laugh. Time. You send jokes in... And we read them.
And I thought my jokes were bad.
Turn
oh shit, getting right into the motherfucking tail laughs.
These are from Louisa.
Louisa!
These are your mama jokes. We might have said some of them already, but I'm going to go with them. Or maybe they're just classic ones I've heard before. This one's a little bit different. Your mama is so fat. When God said that they were light, he said, bitch, move. I had the bitch move part. You know, sounded good.
Wait, what?
What? Oh, did you not hear it?
Wait, I don't understand it then.
Oh, sorry.
If
your mama
you
is so
that
fat.
Part, what else was funny?
When God said, let there be light, she said to move. Wait, what?
He said, bitch, move.
Oh, she had to move. I fucking misread that.
I was like, wait, what?
The first time I said it right, though.
You said, wait, who? Okay, never. I'll whatever. It sounded like you're like, you said the punchline, you're like, I added the punchline. So then,
no,
up
no,
until
no.
then, it was
I
just a joke.
I added the bitch move part. I had the bitch part.
Okay. You said, bitch, move. So I'm like, if you added those two words, then the joke ended with, when God so let there be light, That's it.
that was it. That's all there is to it.
Your mama got served, bitch. All right, I'm sorry. You may continue. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. All right, so your mama is so stupid. On a DAPA application, it said sex, and she wrote Monday, Wednesday, and sometimes Friday.
That's pretty stupid.
Yeah, who doesn't have sex on the weekends?
She's busy. Shopping. I like this one. This one made me laugh. Your mama is so ugly. When she was a baby, they stuck her in the corner and fed her with a slingshot.
That's harder than you might think.
Awesome.
Your mama is so fat. She has 3 shirt sizes. Jumbo, humongous, and oh my god, is she coming toward us. Actually, she is coming toward us. Sorry.
Would you add that again?
No. I just fucked it up. Okay, I got a few more. Your mama is so stupid, she took a ruler to bed with her to see how long she slept.
Jesus.
Yeah. Your mama is so old, when someone told her to act her age, she died.
Oh.
I like that one in White Men Can't Jump, because it's a little sassy. It's like, I told her to act her age, and the bitch dropped dead! Is that it?
That's it.
Delicious.
All right. Well, I got a tan laugh here. I got a couple tan laughs here from... I'm going to assume it's not Jesus, but rather Jesus. But I like to think Jesus is listening and enjoys the show. He's like, I shalt contribute to thine tan laughs. For thou do make me giggle with the Superman rape. So he says he's worried that these are translated from Spanish, so he's not sure if they translated funny. He also says, this is my first time. Be gentle. Well,
we're gonna rape the shit out of you, motherfucker.
Already compared you to our Lord and Savior, so I don't know how much more gentle I can be.
I ain't gonna be gentle. I'm gonna make you bleed.
Oh dear.
Oh my.
All right. So the first joke is a joke we've already done before, so I'm not gonna do it. So I'll do the second 2. The orgasm has 4 types: the asthmatic, the mathematic, more, the religious, oh my god, and the criminal. I'll kill you if you take it out. I'd say that translates.
Yep.
And this one I really liked. 2 old ladies are in church, and one turns to the other and says, my ass is asleep. The other replies, I know. I heard it snore 3 times. Because she farted.
Yep.
Toot toot. A toot toot.
I'd say that translates beautifully. Muy bueno, Jesus.
Muy, muy bueno.
My wife's not here to tell me how shitty my Spanish is. Whenever I try and speak Spanish, she just runs in the room. Stop it. Stop.
So apparently, Google decided to change how our email works. Like, we now have just general Gmail accounts or something like that for the Tancast mail or something. And it keeps logging me out for no reason and then asking me to log back in.
Are you logged in as one of your other Google accounts, like in YouTube?
I had been. Apparently it logged me out from that, too.
That was an amazing story.
Dear Google, please die. Love, Andy.
Please say a joke.
Dear Google, fuck you for screwing up the free shit that you've been giving us for years. There we go. I think that was the proper way to say that. All right, so these 10 laughs, now that I'm finally back into my email. All that, by the way, was vamping while I logged back in for the 4th time. These come from Todd.
Oh, he's back.
Wake up, Tim.
Good old Todd. Hey, Todd, how you doing, buddy?
It's some more Yo Mama jokes. Yo Mama is so big. Wait. Yo mama's so big, she plays hopscotch like Texas, Alabama, North Carolina, Pennsylvania.
That's a good visual one, because then you can hop around.
Yep. Your mama is...
with someone who actually can do an ethnic voice, too.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, that's my very...
Talking exactly the same.
Yeah.
Hello, is this thing on? Your mama is so big.
Your mother is so rotund, she was baptized in SeaWorld.
Stick with your strengths, white boy.
Thank you. Well, then I'll be back. I'm going to go eat and then impress brown people. And now for the real joke. Steve, Bob, and Jeff were working on a very high scaffolding. Suddenly, Steve fell 50 feet to the ground and is killed instantly. After the coroner leaves with Steve's body, Bob volunteers to inform Steve's wife of the terrible news. 2 hours later, Bob returns to the worksite with a 6-pack of beer under his arms. Hey, Bob, where'd you get the 6-pack of beer? Steve's wife gave it to me. What? You just told her Steve died and she gave you a 6-pack of beer? Well, before I broke the news to her, I asked if she was Steve's widow. She said she wasn't,
so I said I'd bet her a six-pack of beer she was.
Jesus.
That is good. We are supposed to give Jihiro a shout-out.
I need Jihiro!
Because he is proposing to his longtime girlfriend. So, you're doing it, buddy?
Yes, thanks to Adam for calling our attention to that. Hopefully, we're not ruining the surprise and Jihiro's girlfriend is listening to this. Like, what?
Yeah.
I gotta find out about this from three idiots on fucking Tancast?
I think he said he was doing it this weekend.
Well, hopefully you didn't get cold feet, dude.
Well, he said it 22 hours ago he was doing it tomorrow, so I guess he's doing it right now while we're recording this.
Wow. Okay, cool. Well, there you go, Jihiro.
They're probably having post-proposal fucking. Yeah.
I hope she says yes. Because if she doesn't, that'd be awkward.
Yep. I hope she says yes, and then I hope later she says, yes! Yes! See! See!
No, hold on!
Tim, I'm really hoping you did the song underneath this.
Which song would that be?
I need your hero!
Oh, yeah. Count on it.
Excellent.
There's another thing I wanted to bring up. I wasn't sure if Andy was okay with it.
No.
Probably.
Don't bring it up.
What?
Maybe.
Don't bring it up.
the review?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know what you were talking about. You're speaking your Andy code.
What?
When we were discussing it, you seemed a little uncomfortable with it.
Oh, well, just, like, not sure what to think about it. A little confused and a little, like, I don't know, maybe unworthy?
Well, we definitely are probably unworthy, if it's true.
Oh, yeah.
Right, no, so, especially I think if you just sit there and stammer and pause your way through responses, like, fuck.
So here it is. I mean, and, you know, anyone who looks up Tancast can see this, so I don't think we're calling anyone out.
No.
It's from Rockin' Roger. And, you know, I think at one Tancast I mentioned another, like, maybe Steve Dave, where someone said this, so I don't know maybe if this is, like, a joke. But basically he said, Rockin' Roger says, we brought him back from a very dark place. It is because of us that he's still walking the planet. Rockin' Roger, is this true? We would like to know the story if you feel like sharing it. If not, that's okay as well. I was just very surprised about the review. And we are glad you are still here.
Yeah.
Well, in fairness, he was actually going to get superpowers and the ability to fly, but because of us, he missed that day.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's why he's
so he got stuck on this crappy planet.
So he's
going to
leave the planet and enjoy a life of star hopping?
No, he'd still be on the planet, but he'd be able to fly instead of just walk. So what he's saying is, fuck you, Tancast, and fuck your bullshit.
You fucked you up. Your laughter made me miss my appointment to get my superpowers. Wait, you're funny. I'm too busy laughing.
Look at what's happening to me.
It does make you a lot more stressed when the show's not going well. Like, fuck, we gotta bring it up. People are depending on us.
Don't you give up on us.
My wife gives me shit for taking too long editing. I'm like, lives are at stake.
Oh. Yeah, I don't remember which one of you I said this to, but I was like, man, this means we can never quit.
Well, hopefully they would get to an even better place where they don't need us anymore. We're just like,
yeah.
We're like the little crutch helping them heal, and then they gotta leave the nest someday.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, there are so many better reasons to live than Tancast.
Like,
no shit.
Like tiramisu cupcakes. Those are delicious.
Oh, my God. Anything
like
tiramisu.
Like Skittles.
Skittles. Big booty bitches.
Big booty bitches.
Yes. Ass
and
titties.
There's an attractive running lady outside my window right now.
Big booty bitches, we got big booty bitches.
There's also some fresh titty juice. Can you say it for me, Andy?
I promised myself I wouldn't do it this week.
What? To what end?
All right, for you guys. Fresh titty juice.
You gotta live for that.
I know I do.
I'm gonna make a T-shirt. I mean, a onesie that says that, but it makes it look like it's an actual like product. like fresh titty juice.
Oh.
In fact, I should make.
Uh-oh, Tim's cracking himself up. Watch out now.
You should make a baby doll tee with arrows.
I was thinking I should make water bottles and the mugs and stuff. That's what you're drinking.
Oh, we are way too easily amused by ourselves.
I just pictured the Insight guy, you know, the big smiling, like, Bob is so happy. And, like, he's holding a big jug of it.
Just a huge milk mustache and that stupid cheesy grin. Just that shit-eating grin. What you got there, Bob? Well, I've got me some fresh titty juice.
Good times.
You know, I really didn't think that thing would have legs. I thought it'd be like, you know, just sort of a one-note joke and you guys would be done with it.
You know, it's your delivery, sir. So the bad way you say it cracks me up.
I'm so glad I can bring a little joy into your lives. Probably every single one of our listeners is like, fucking drop it! Jesus!
Yeah, it could be. We haven't heard a lot of response on it.
Yeah, we'll hear, like, them. More this cries is for us. I want more fresh titty juice. Bring it!
This is the part of Tancast where we masturbate in your ear.
I should say, though, Noah's the only one responding to comments on Tancast, so, Noah, you're doing it?
He's doing it.
Well, at least I can do it since I don't actually post anything.
True.
I don't post anything either.
True.
I've just been super busy with the preparations for the upcoming, you know, leaving my house for 8 days. By the way, anybody who wants to rob me, come on by. I'll be gone.
That's why he likes to be anonymous.
He's got some cool shit.
I do. I got that one booger that's kind of shaped like Elvis that I saved.
Got some cool shit.
Yep.
I thought you said, that's some bullshit. I was like, what? What's bull? What? No? This is all facts. All
right.
So me and Tim, we're living up today.
Yeah.
Not only is Tim wife and child free, we are gonna go barbecue it and Captain America it up.
Tim,
that's right.
Can you tell me the story again? What's that like?
Jarringly lonely.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, I know exactly what it's like. I don't know if you guys remember, but, a year and a half ago, my wife and kid left for California like 2 weeks ahead of me.
Oh, I remember.
I was just sort of walking around the house the whole time.
Yeah, supposed to be fixing the faucet, but you couldn't bring yourself to do it.
Yeah, no. Instead you were playing video games. That cracked me up.
I did fix the faucet.
Eventually.
It took long enough.
I fixed it.
You're like, I'm too lonely to fix the faucet. I have to kill things in this video game.
The lonely drip reminds me of how lonely I am.
It wasn't that it was broken, it's that it was shitty. I was replacing it with a better faucet.
The drip is my only friend.
This faucet is shitty just like my life right now without my wife and child.
I will keep this faucet so that there's something in this house shittier than me. Shittier and more useless.
Did you think you would enjoy it more, and then once they're gone, you're like, wow, I'm very lonely.
No, I just, I was surprised by how, like, I keep starting to go in the nursery to check on Michael. I'm like, right.
He's not there.
Or like, I hear like a squeak, and I'm like, because it kind of sounds like, you know, like he's waking up or something. Like, wait, no, that's just some sort of squeak.
Is it my son? No, that was a fart.
Well, I'll keep you company, buddy. I'll give you a little handy.
Easy now.
Alrighty. That's the kind of genuine friend Noah is.
That's right. That's how I roll. I'm like, you know what, Tim?
Well, until he needs to do something. He's like, all right, you get to go.
So I went to Off the Grid last night.
Watch the Ribbit!
Which is a food truck thing, which I don't know. Did I mention it last week when I went?
Or 2 weeks ago.
I went again with my friends. If you're in the city, I recommend going early. My friend's a little late. Not their fault. Stuff happens, but it was way crowded.
How crowded was it?
I was in a line to try something, and I was like maybe two or three people from the ordering, and what I wanted sold out.
Oh,
I was a little upset because I waited that long for quite a bit. Waited in that line quite a bit, but I did have a tiramisu cupcake, which was fucking delicious. I think
really?
Tim really wants to try one. He sounds like he's like, yes. You give me some of that.
Yeah, did you save me one?
That's. I know well. That's the sound that Tim makes when he's desiring to choke on something. That was a cock joke.
And what else? I mean, nothing I had really stood out, per se. I mean, the stuff was good. I did have, like, it was like a turkey and shredded pork sandwich wrapped in a waffle with some cheese. That was pretty good. I had a fried chicken sandwich.
Wait.
That was pretty delicious.
In a waffle?
In a waffle.
Okay.
So, the thing with these food trucks is they try to take something you know, and then, you know, change
fuck
it up.
Stick their dick in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Like, I put my dick in that. That's a couple extra dollars.
All right.
But yeah, definitely, if I'm going to go again, maybe next week, we'll see. And I am definitely going to go, like, right when it starts. Because there's a couple. Oh, there was a place that sold fried chicken sandwich, but I guess they fried it with Rice Krispies on the outside. That sounded amazing to me.
No, what you should do is wait a little ways outside and just run a couple of the trucks off the road as they're trying to make it there, and then hop out and demand something wrapped in a waffle. You know, like a bandana over your nose and mouth and whatever, and your finger in your pocket. This is a stick-up! I want a sandwich, and I want something savory!
I'll just wait for them to get there and just buy it from
them. You'd be like, fuck my friends, I'm going early. I'll see you there, motherfucker. You know where it is. Google that shit.
We can't find it. It's off the grid.
But yeah, it was good. It's definitely a good vibe. Yeah, I'd say the only drawback is that it's like the lines are just so incredibly long that you just spend a lot of time waiting. So if you ever go, I suggest bringing friends and having each of them wait in a line separately to get you what you want, and then you can all convene back somewhere and then trade off your food.
And be sure and get in line behind some hot bitches. That way, while you're trapped in line, like, hey, babe, what's going on? This line crazy, am I right? Yeah, let's talk about things. Did I mention I have a huge penis?
Yeah, that didn't happen.
What?
Afraid not. Although, so when I went to go...
No, you should try the white version of it. Pardon me, madam. I couldn't help but notice that you have quite the large ass.
And I have a tiny cock. Would you like to see it? If you can.
I have a small penis but a fat wallet. It's the only way I have to attract women.
Look at the size of my SUV, for fuck's sake.
Clearly I'm compensating for something.
So when I went to go buy my new jeans, so whenever I go into stores,
Noah is done with the food truck topic. We're moving on to jeans now.
What, did you have more questions? You want to talk about the food trucks some more?
Yes.
There's about 30 different trucks. Well, no, not trucks.
Noah, you're describing food to a fat man. Do it slower.
Well, first, I stuck the food in my mouth. It was delicious.
Yeah. Did you stick it in slow?
I stuck it in so slow. It slid down my esophagus.
Did you digest it?
I digested it. It was in my tummy. Oh, my acid juices were eating it up so slow, like.
Noah, you win. I was going to try to out-gay chicken you, but I forgot. Nobody beats Noah.
So yeah, there's like some people have trucks and some people just have like little booths they set up. And they have beer, and usually they have a band that's playing. And it's just people walking around enjoying food. I think like by the time people get there, they're hungry and the lines are long. I think someone should go around like cigarette girls like with food and just sell it. Like they're like a portable.
That is a good fucking idea. Like little hors d'oeuvres or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like here, you know, why are you waiting in this line? What would you like? I got something for you.
Here's a fucking Swedish meatball dipped in Fruity Pebbles or something.
No, it'd be like those. Shall we call them street vendors that you were telling me about? I got mushrooms. I got mushroom caps.
Oh, yeah.
Mushroom caps stuffed with crab. Hey, man.
Eddie's referring to there. So this thing I went to, there's another one near where I live. So I was walking there, and like within a half mile, like three or four people offered me like weed. And one guy offered me like weed, mushrooms, and the LSD.
Wow.
So, you just want weed? You want weed? You got weed, mushroom, LSD?
Hey, man, I couldn't help but notice that you were walking in an awfully straight line. Would you like to curvy that up?
And one guy hit me up twice. Like, I don't know why, but it always annoys me when people can't bother. I mean, of course, they probably do it to other people, but they can't bother to remember that they've already offered me what they're selling. It's like, you just saw me.
Yeah,
dude.
Like when a homeless person hits you up twice. Like, nope, I still am not giving you money.
Exactly. And I'm actually impressed when they don't. Like, when they see me and either they recognize me or they're just like, that guy does not look like he's going to give me money. Oh, so then I also went and bought some new jeans, as I posted on Facebook. And so I'm never sure, like, when I go into a place, if the girl behind the counter is just being friendly because she thinks I'm attractive, or she's just friendly because that's her job. So there's a girl who said hi to me and went to the store, and she was kind of like a cross. She was like, hey, how's it going? And I was like, oh, all right, hello, attractive lady. So then I was buying my jeans, and I was waiting in line. There was one guy in front of me. He was almost done. I was like, oh, that attractive girl's going to help me. And this guy out of nowhere, he goes like, oh, I can help you over here. It's like, oh, fuck you, dude. Why you got to – what were you doing? Go back to there, wherever it was. It's like, I don't want you to help me. But I don't want to be obvious. Like, oh, no, never mind. I'll wait over here. There's 10 people in front of you. It's cool. I like it. There wasn't really 10 people. Just one guy. He was almost done.
Damn it, Noah! The lies must stop!
I can't help myself. I live for watching you, Tim!
All right.
And apparently, there is a new bacon truck out in the world in San Francisco, so I am going to try that. It's supposed to be at the off the grid near my house next week.
I like how you went from out in the world to San Francisco, just in case we were, you know, at all confused about where San Francisco might be.
It's out in the world. So that's my week in a nutshell.
Excellent.
Okay.
So, Tim, did you do anything interesting this week?
No.
Well, you did make that noise, so, you know, there's that.
I'm trying to get something in under the wire.
Okay. You could sense you were losing us. It's like, I got to give him an answer. It's no. Oh, shit.
I don't know. Did I do anything this week?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
I was asking myself. I'm waiting for myself to answer. Myself is not taking any calls right now.
Self, what did I do this week?
Wow, I didn't do, like, anything this week. Holy shit. Well, I mean, you know, other than preparing to be gone on a boat.
I'm on a boat.
I'm on a boat.
See, I feel like Andy probably wanted to tell more of that story. Because have we even talked about the fact that you're going on a cruise yet?
I don't think so.
You should check in on the boat.
Huh?
Get the four square badge. I'm on a boat.
I'm the mayor of the boat.
All right. Well, I will be getting onto the boat in Puerto Rico, so I don't even know if I'll have AT&T coverage to check in there. Oh, man. By the way, they've got Wi-Fi on the boat, apparently.
Well, they 40, can check in with that. What the fuck, man?
$40 an hour.
What the fuck?
65 cents a minute. It is
fuck that mess.
You're in the middle of the fucking ocean is what it is.
Still, do you really think it costs that much? Or do you think because you're in the middle of the ocean and you have no other options, they can charge that much?
I would imagine they've probably got to do satellite, and that shit ain't cheap.
If you spread that cost among all the people on the boat, that is not $40 a fucking hour per person.
Yeah, but if you let all the people on the boat get on of your little weak-ass satellite uplink...
Then you don't finish a sentence?
It's for desperation purposes. That's it. So my out-of-office at work basically says... I will be gone. And when I say gone, I mean I'm not checking messages. I physically can't.
Don't the boat stop anywhere?
Oh, yeah. It's going to stop a couple of places.
You can check your Wi-Fi there.
Yeah, maybe. If I find like a cafe or whatever.
Well, see, if you did your research now, you would know where there was cafes with Wi-Fi.
Ah, but also, intrepid listeners who remember the one comment I've made about this job will probably remember why I will not be checking my email.
He doesn't want to.
Because fuck it. Because they can wait for me to get back. There is nothing going to burn down while I'm gone.
That's how I feel. I never want a job like that. I never want a job where shit's going to burn down without me. Like, you know what? I want to be able to not show up and shit will carry on. I mean, like, you know, I want to be needed, but not like, no, you can never take a day off.
Yeah.
And I don't ever want to have to check an email from home.
Yeah.
Like, some people do. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You're not even on the clock, dude. Don't check your email. Like, relax. Enjoy your home time.
Yeah, well... When your boss is the kind of guy who gets all up your ass because you didn't spend long enough over July 4th weekend working because he called you on a Saturday night, I made sure it was abundantly clear. Like, I am out of communication range.
Communicado.
What the fuck? Like, he chastised you for not working on a holiday?
Yep. Woo. By the way, there is nothing about my job that included, hey, by the way, occasionally you're going to be on call over the weekend. It was just... Out of the blue, on a Saturday night, he called me, left me a message, said, I need you to do blah, 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 blah. So the next day, I did it. And then later, it was, well, there were still problems with things, and it took me hours to find them and detail them once I was back at work after the three-day weekend that I was spending with my family. So, no, I didn't spend an entire workday digging deep into all of this stuff to figure out, you know, the length and breadth of all of these problems. Sorry. By sorry, I mean blow me.
I was going to say, I don't think you are sorry.
No. No, I'm not.
If I had to guess, I would say that you are not.
if I use my clever Sherlock Holmes skills, I would say no, you are not sorry.
Well,
maybe you're sorry you took this job, but that's different.
That's a whole other bag of worms.
I am breaking all my rules about not talking about my job.
You just talked about
it. Yep, I know.
I got a review at my job.
So back to my boat.
Okay.
If anyone is going to be in the Miami airport between 10:30 a.m. tomorrow and 1:30 p.m., I have a long-ass layover, so we can do a TanCast meetup. You'll hear about this after this is already over, so, you know, travel back in time.
I wonder if Bob will be there. Maybe Bob will be your pilot.
Maybe.
The guy who flew me from Disney World to Texas.
Ah. Well, maybe. If he does Miami to Puerto Rico, then we... I was telling Noah about this. We've got a... Okay, so it's... If it was a direct flight from Atlanta to Puerto Rico, it would be a 3.5-hour flight. But instead, we've got a 2-hour flight to Miami, a 3-hour layover, and then a 2.5-hour flight to Puerto Rico. So instead of doing it in 3.5 hours, we're going to be doing it in a whole day.
Puerto Rico! Oh!
But after we get on the boat, we get to cruise around, and we're going to be in the U.S. Virgin Islands, then on St. Kitts, then in Aruba, and then in Curacao.
Are you going to let you fuck a dolphin?
I don't know. I got to check and see what packages are available.
Do you have the fuck a dolphin package? Because that's what I'm looking for.
Because I'd like to fuck a dolphin.
Those and little fins fuck a dolphin. Turn me on.
Now, is there a surcharge or...
Do I have to tip?
Are there taxes on... Speaking of tip, well, you know what? I'm not going to know Andy's story. Remind me of tipping in a second.
All right. Okay. I don't know why, but Noah talking about fucking dolphins made me think of blowhole rape and how sad that is.
What?
Dolphins is, I think it's as kind of a like a domination thing. They will fuck each other's blowholes occasionally.
What?
The nose, the blowhole, big hole.
Yeah. Let me just Google this.
There you go.
Way to bring it down, Andy. We're all having a good time.
Alrighty.
Talking about fucking dolphins, and then you had to bring it. Bring it to a real,
bring it down.
A dark place.
Yep, that's what I do. Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you in your blowhole, you dolphin. Come on, give it to me.
Homosexual penetration of the blowhole.
There you go.
That's fucked up. Like, that's like,
man,
that's
if
like,
there's ever like a, it, like if they ever have fucked up Jeopardy, I am so gonna be on that.
That's like you just fucking my nose, Andy. Like,
yep,
that's
nasal.
I like that. Very funny.
I like that you picked the penis that would fit in your nose.
Exactly.
Tim? No, Andy. Andy, yeah.
People like to say animals are pure and aren't fucked up. Animals are fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
They do fucked up shit to each other.
Well, there's that
they probably
that
don't
crustacean.
Think about it and stay up at night, you know, feeling guilty about it, but they do fucked up shit.
Yeah. There's that crustacean that that inhabits those fish mouths and like clips off their tongue and replaces it.
I've seen that. That is kind of weird.
Yep, that's pretty scary. That makes me not want to open my mouth underwater.
Good plan.
I like my tongue. I lick things with it.
Would it do it to humans, though?
No.
Okay.
Plus, you know, we got fingers. We can reach in there and go, get the fuck off my tongue. Flick. It's not like it's a little ninja. Like, it's going to be hiding behind your teeth or something. I'm actually amused. This is the first time I've ever had to have a passport. So my son, who's not yet 3, has a passport, and I, who am over 34, finally got a passport for the first time. Because the only time I've ever gone to a foreign country was always Mexico, and it was before you had to have a passport to get over that border.
When do kids have to have a passport? Like, if they're going somewhere just as soon as they're born?
I don't know. I don't know if they're, like, you know, newborn. Of course, if they're newborn, I guess you could get accused of, like, baby smuggling.
I guess. Huh. It just seems odd.
I know... Because Danelle took Michael on a flight. She had to have, like, his birth certificate and immunization records.
Yep. Yeah, we had to do that.
I'm like, what the fuck? You're flying.
Yeah, well, we, man, how old was he? 5 months? 4 months? Something like that? Yeah, we've been flying with Drew since he was born. I mean, he's been back and forth across this country so many fucking times. And, yeah, every time we got to make sure that we've got his medical records and his birth certificate. Although this time... We won't need that, because he's going to have a passport.
Skibbledy-wibbledy-doo.
Look at that. He's under 3, and he's got photo ID.
And he's adorable.
And he is adorable.
And he just made a little rhyme.
I didn't.
And everyone will look at him and go, his eyes, oh my god. Fucking everyone. And like, they get like this hushed, odd tone to their voice when they say it, too.
Look at
ever since
eyes.
He was born. Look at his look eyes. At this. I'm like, I know, he's stealing your soul through them. So that's it. I'm going to be on a boat, and I'll be sailing.
I hope you enjoy yourself. Have you ever been on a cruise before?
I have never been on a cruise.
You know about the food, though, right?
I've heard that there's just a ton of food.
And it's just all included.
Yep. I think the biggest boat I've ever been on was, I don't know, maybe 80 feet or something like that. And the boat that I'm going to be on is like 1,000 feet long. Like, seriously, this thing is just under a quarter mile. It is intensely huge. Like, I'm trying to think about that in terms of, like, my neighborhood and, like, how far away things that are 960 feet from me are. And it's fucking far. That's, like, from here to the playground that I take my son to. Which is kind of fucking awesome. But, you know, just in case there's any rough seas or whatever, we do have those motion sickness patches. Had to get a prescription for them. The first thing the doctor said was, okay, if you wear this, you cannot drink. And I'm thinking back to, like, you know, all the tales that I've heard of people being on cruises of, like, and food and wine and booze and drinking. And you wake up and have drinks with breakfast, and then you drink some more, and then you sit by the pool and drink. Like, oh, man, it's going to be like, drink until I puke, or wear the little patch that makes me feel a little fuzzy. That's a hard thing for somebody like me to choose between.
Oh, wow. This is a big detour, but Amy Winehouse is dead.
What?
On one hand, I'm surprised, and on the other hand, completely not.
Yep, she was found dead.
I was going to say, if Amy Winehouse was like, I don't know, bungee jumping and the bungee cord snapped, then I'd be surprised, but...
Yeah, it'd be funny if she died of sobriety.
Yeah. She was too sober. Realized what a shitty place... Oh, wow, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, yeah. Again, Andy, way to take it to a dark place.
Yep. She was too sober.
Cruise time, yeah.
She was too sober, realized she wasn't going to be going on a cruise, and that made her sad.
Wow.
I'll probably cut this out, but in case I don't...
Ooh, too soon.
I'm cutting it out.
All right. How about this? They say I gotta go to rehab, and I think, well, that was probably a good idea.
I was gonna say. I know Andy's gonna fuck this up with more words than necessary, but no, it's like, no one got the punchline. They tell me I gotta go to rehab, and I said,
ah. Oh, yeah, she just found 35 minutes ago. We're already just fucking stomping on her grave.
That's what we do.
Take that, Amy Winehouse. I'm showing you. That is sad, though. I mean, she had a voice on her.
Yep, she did.
Most people do, except for mutes.
Well, yes, oh, yeah. But it was a good voice. A voice you want to hear sing.
Yes.
Ah. I can't say I've ever heard anything of hers except for that rehab song.
She did some other stuff. She did, I don't know if you guys ever heard of a group called The Zuttons.
Nope.
But they did a song called Valerie, and she did a cover of it that was very good.
Oh, speaking of too soon, I just happened to flip onto Facebook, and Jerry Brandt, for Drinking Buddy's fame.
Yeah?
Dear Amy Winehouse, that's what you get for thinking you were too good for me, bitch. Sincerely, rehab.
Can you leave him a comment that says Andy approves? Thank you, sir.
Dude, yes, I'm doing it now.
Yes. Oh, no, I could hear the typing. I knew what you were doing, and that's why I was thanking you.
Gotcha.
Oh, you know what's going to be awesome? I'm going to be on a boat just long enough to have absolutely no idea if the country is going to have completely economically collapsed when I return.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it won't.
It's not like you're cut off from the world, sir.
I know.
What is going on in the world? I don't know anymore.
Oh, my prizes sent me a message on MySpace.
Woo! Maybe you won something. Fucking spammers.
I can't imagine that's going to be anything but good news. I'm sure it's going to be some sort of personal message from one person to me.
Oh, yeah.
Not some sort of spammy bullshit.
Nope, clearly not.
Because they probably looked at my MySpace page and says, hasn't logged in since 2009, and said, well, this is the best way to get in contact with him.
Yep. Clearly.
So clearly. Tim, you were going to mention something about tips.
Yes, thank you. I was going to try and get back to it, but I wasn't sure if the moment had passed. So, there at my job... one of those food trucks is always there during breaks and lunchtime.
Uh-huh.
Because they know people are trapped and hungry.
Yep.
So you can get like a burger, quesadilla, burrito, shit like that. They, you know, they have various, you know, sandwiches, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, other snackables, chips, donuts, sodas.
Delicious.
Some fruit, I think. So whatever. They have all that stuff there. But then they have a tip jar. And I'm like, fuck you. Like, I understand, okay, I have to take this job at a restaurant that's owned by somebody else, and so I make a shitty wage because I make what they pay me. That's your fucking food truck. If you want more money, charge more money. That is your goddamn food truck.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, you both know my feeling on tipping, but I
knew Noah was going to fucking fight me on this, even though he hates tipping.
No. I think having a tip jar is okay, so if people add to it, it's great. What I have a problem with is the attitude behind tipping, like the entitlement. Like, yeah. So if they're like, if they just start not serving you or giving you shitty service because you never tip, that's one thing. But if they just have it out there like, hey, you know, we're working. If you feel like, you know, we're cool and we did something good for you, go ahead and throw some extra money in there. That is fine. It's to me, it's more the entitlement of like, I deserve this tip. I'm entitled to this tip. You should give it to me or else, you know, we will, you know, kick you out and never invite you again. Or we will do something to your food or, you know.
You son of a bitch.
So, yes, I think tipping in itself is okay. I think the entitlement for it and also the fact how we will chastise you for not tipping some people but not for others. Like, you know, no one ever chastise you for not tipping the McDonald's person, even though they may have a shitty job and they may do all sorts of stuff for you.
Man, but, they don't do shit at McDonald's. Mm.
Or, you know, like the video store. Like, you know, when I worked at the video store, I would find all sorts of movies for people or, you know, when I worked at a music store, you know, I'd special order something. Like, people are like, oh, that's your job, you know, that's what you do. But it's like, it's all our jobs. Like, you know, you chose to be there, you're doing your job. Any tip is exactly that. It's an extra thing. And now I understand how the restaurant system works. You know, you get taxed for tips no matter what.
Really? How does that work?
You didn't know that?
You have to report your tips.
Well, if sorry, you don't, no, you can maybe you don't get taxed for tips, but the way it works out is they'll pay you, I think they're allowed to pay you less than minimum wage because you're supposed to be making up in tips. Is how I understand it.
So how do you get taxed for tips no matter what?
So I said I don't know if it's actually they're taxing you for the tips no matter what. Some places may, but I'm saying they pay you less than minimum wage because they think you're going to make it up in tips.
All right, well, that's not what made me go, what?
Yes. Ah! Yeah. I'm clarifying.
Yeah, you better clarify, bitch.
Alrighty.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, that doesn't make me angry. I'm just like, you know, you can choose to do it. You don't choose to do it for those people.
I just felt like there was a sort of a vibe as it was, you know, sitting there.
Okay, like, so you felt like they were kind of like, hey, little buddy, you've been coming here a lot. You need to throw a little something in there.
No, I don't go there a lot.
Oh, okay.
Tim is cheap and... Oh, Irene Sherman sent me a message on MySpace. MySpace is blowing up today.
Woo!
She wants to tell you about the Amy Winehouse news. And actually, I have been tipping more. Like, I tipped some people when I went to the food carts, gave them a little dollar.
Dollar, yo.
To make you holla?
Yep.
Noah gets paid to do the wild thing.
And, you know, the other thing that bothers me is, like, so people are like, oh, you know, we're making minimum wage. But another reason people work those jobs that you get tipped because you can make a shit ton of money.
You can.
And
this
so they
true.
Kind of, like, you know, they kind of sometimes try to play themselves as a victim. But a lot of them are making a shit ton of money. No, I don't know about a lot. I should not say I know what percentage are making a lot of money. It seems like a lot of them are doing okay to me, but I don't know for sure. I mean, it depends on where you work. You know, if you're working at Denny's, I doubt you're probably, like, raking in.
Also depends on...
They're living the sweet life. All that fucking mad Denny's fuck you money.
Yeah, I would say also, you know, having the nice titties will probably get you some better tips.
Yes. I would be curious if anyone's ever done a study, you know, anonymous study that figures out how many actually people will actually report the full amount that they make in tips, like, to their taxes.
I'm sure more often than not, people do, because they're just afraid somehow someone will find out.
Yep.
Because it seems like...
You think so? People... You think just the guilt or the possibility they might get caught is enough for them?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I'm sure some people actually have some sort of moral code, which I know is foreign to the three of us, but people have them.
But how would they ever track that?
Wait. No. Go back to what Tim said. More, what?
Moral code.
Can you spell that for me?
F-U-C-K Y-O-U-R-M-O-M.
I thought you were going to go for M-O-U-T-H.
Oh!
What?
Something did happen this week!
About fucking somebody's mouth? That's what made you think of it?
I don't know why that made me think of this.
Whoa, well, what's going on?
Let's hear about how related it is to mouth fuck.
Know. This is just for the listeners.
Alrighty.
And fucking, I about shit my pants when it happened too. I finally won one of those cracked Photoshop contests.
Oh yeah. And
every
much
week
deserved,
you see me with the blog bitching. They didn't pick my entries. My entries are so funny, and they don't appreciate how funny I am. I'm Tim Bab.
Don't they know who I am? I am the Bab.
So I'm scrolling through, and I see the first one of my entries. I'm like, oh, I didn't place very high at all. It's like the 20s or something. Yeah, I think it was like 22 or something. And I'm scrolling down, and the other one I thought was kind of funny places at 12. I was like, ah, fuck. And then I'm scrolling through the rest of them, and I have completely forgotten I've made any other entries at this point. I'm scrolling down, and then I get to the, and it goes, and the winner is, and I scroll down, and I'm like, I was at work because I can't have, well, blah blah blah, I can't check the internet at work while I'm, you know, I don't have one of those jobs where I can
fuck around all day,
the web
have
while
freedom.
I work. So I leave my laptop in my car and I go
and
out
trust.
There on breaks. What?
I said you work at a job where you can have freedom and trust.
Exactly. So I go out to my car on breaks, and like I forget why I was checking. Maybe I just wanted to see which contest they ran. And anyway, so I got all the way down to the front, and I saw it was me, and I'm literally in my car going, "Holy shit! Holy shit! I won!"
Tim, you were such a simple man.
I wasn't expecting it.
You think he won like the lottery or something? Oh, I'm fucking set for life, motherfucker! I quit.
I got $50. Fuck it.
Ooh, that's some KFC for me.
I went to Panda that night, bitches.
I'm
like, give me that sweet orange chicken. I don't give a fuck.
give me three helping. Shit, I'm balling, yo.
Pour some extra sauce on my head.
No. Give me the rice and the fucking chow mein.
You say chow mein? You fucking get eat chow the Asian
Ming.
Guy from NBA?
Yao Ming, you racist fuck.
Oh.
Have you never heard of chow mein?
It's not like you said chow ming.
No, it didn't. It sounded like you're racist.
Probably.
What, so here's the thing. They all got the same name?
A little secret about Panda. Or for me, I do not like the stuff that is fresh from the wok. For the orange chicken, I like it to be sitting there for a little bit. That's all.
You know,
Panda tips from Noah.
I kind of get that. Because like the sauce thickens after it's been sitting there. Not,
and also
not like not like congeals, but stops being so liquid.
There's fumes that come off it when it's fresh off the wok. It makes it tough to eat.
Oh, yeah, the, I don't know, it's like a vinegary kind of...
Yeah.
All right, well, I think I'm going to throw this out here. If you get it and it's fresh off the wok, let it sit there a while before you eat it.
Yep, blow on it.
But I want the orange goodness right away.
CJ sent me an email. The title of the email is just "Well Said," and there's an attachment. It's a picture of Thor, and it says, "Jesus promised the end of all wicked people. Thor promised the end of all ice giants. I don't see many ice giants around." I'm going to have to forward that to you guys.
CJ is a funny guy. I don't know if he made it, but he's still funny.
I was hoping to, while my wife and kid are out of town, I was like, oh, well, since there's nobody around, I can catch one of those matinee movies when I come home from work. And I was like, well, I've been meaning to see Pirates of the Caribbean 4. Fucking, it is in no theater anywhere around me anymore.
Oh, lovely.
And I tweeted, I'm like, how sad that if you wait a little over a month, there is no chance for you to see a fucking movie in this new blockbuster every 2 weeks climate.
Mm-hmm.
To which Jeff responded, I'm sure you didn't miss much. And I was like, really, Captain Transformers?
But he had a point. He did not say it was a good movie.
No, he didn't.
He still went and saw it.
That doesn't mean anything.
If he says he wasn't missing much if he hadn't seen it, then I will say he's made a point.
What?
By going to see it, he's tacitly saying that he would be missing something if he didn't see it.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
So saying I wouldn't be missing something, he's implying the Transformers is better than Pirates.
Fair enough.
All right. I'll
yeah.
go with your logic.
Balls in your court, Jeff.
Are we going to do the TAM fight this week?
We are. Is it time to do it?
Sure.
Well, probably. We're almost an hour here.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for Monday Night TAM Fight!
All right. It's a special TAM fight this week. This is the, shit, how did I want to phrase it? Damn, I should have gotten this. I should have written this out. Basically, I got this tweet from one of our listeners, Leslie. In fact, I should pull it up so I read these exactly. Okay, so Leslie tweets to me, "I despise Grace, your, quote, number one redheaded Disney fan. Hello, that's me." Because Leslie is also a redhead and a big Disney fan. Listener of Nostalgia, stuff like that. So then I was like, I said something like, I smell a I smell some Jello. I smell a hot Jello wrestling match coming on. And she said, and then Leslie responded with, Monday Night Tan Fights? Bring it on. So then I tweeted both her and Grace at the same time. I was like, oh shit, it's a redhead Disney fan Monday Night Tan Fight. And then Grace started her own Facebook group trying to have her friends join the Tancast Facebook group and convince us that she, Grace, should win the tan fight.
Is it wrong that I'm a little aroused by this?
Not at all!
I suddenly understand what all the medieval kings were all about. Yes, yes! Fight for my pleasure!
All right, so, I'm thinking... So, to set the stage, they're both... Fuck it, they're Jello wrestling. That's how this works.
Is it to the death?
How about to the nude? No, that's too far. Come on, Andy, be sensible.
Well, one's married and the other is just barely 18.
I didn't say I was a good person.
No one accused you of that, sir.
Play ball! Or something.
So they have no weapons.
Except for the tetas.
We are not good people. Just fundamentally.
We are fun. Duh. Mentally. That was weak.
It was. That was like Tim trying to lift a bed.
What?
It was
weak. Oh, fuck you.
There
Andy,
we go.
I got good news for you.
What?
Amy, I'm going to interrupt this tan fight. That's the good news.
Amy Winehouse was 27. You're kicking her ass, dude.
I know. Actually, just to get off the tan fight for half a sec... I was IMing Noah, telling him that I'd gone to the doctor and they'd done my my weight and my blood pressure. And they did my weight first and then my blood pressure. And when she looked at it, she goes, wow. I'm like, yeah, you wouldn't think it would be so low for a guy my size, would you? So apparently, you know, all the navel gazing and the freaking out, you know, the literal panic attacks last year and everything about dying early. My blood pressure is still like on the lower end of average, a long way from hypertensive. And of course, then last year I had them hook up my heart to like every test known to man, and they all came back, you know, like clean bill of health. So, you fuckers are probably actually going to have to deal with me for a long ass time.
Yay! Fuck. Oh wait,
damn. Yeah, that is terrible news, sir.
I mean, I could always get hit by a bus or something.
Why you got ruin my Saturday? I was going to go to the barbecue in Captain America, thinking securing the fact that you're going to die early, and now you're going to tell me you're going to live for a while? Fuck
yep.
you. Of course, I'm kidding, right, sir. I'm glad you'll be around a long time.
What an asshole Noah is. Jesus Christ.
No, I love that you had to do that and then soften it like I would take you seriously. how long have we known each other? How long have we been busting each other's balls?
I know, but I didn't want the audience to maybe think that I really wanted you to die early.
No.
I do not.
Of course not. I'm your tender kitten.
I don't know if I would put it like that, but okay.
Well, you did that one night.
Kitten?
Tender
kitten?
Yeah, you said tender kitten. All right, let's do this tab fight.
All right, well, I was trying to find it, but I can't. Leslie was, I know Andy doesn't, but no, I used to listen to, you listen to Jay and Bob Get Old, right?
Yes, I do.
No,
remember
I just
when they used to do Let Us Fuck, where Jay would pick a member of the audience and pantomime fucking with them?
Mm-hmm.
Leslie did that once.
Oh, did she?
Yes.
Nice. Is it in one of the videos that they actually put up?
What's that?
Is in one of the videos they actually put up?
Yeah, but it's also in one of the videos that they took back down.
Those
like
fuckers.
All of the smodimations from the, quote, first season.
Why did they take him down, do you know?
Because fuck Kevin Smith, that's why!
Did he have an actual reason or just no reason?
Of course fucking not!
Okay.
And I bet if you ask him about it, you're an asshole!
Yep.
So much venom. All right, we gotta finish this up.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, so, I don't really know how we're gonna pick...
We have if we're ever gonna do this again, we should have people submit a bio.
Yeah.
And you know what? What if we put this on hold until next week?
Yes.
The decision.
Okay.
Yep. And since we're not recording until next Monday when I'm back from my my boat trip, that'll give them plenty of time.
Yes. Yeah, so Grace, Leslie, tell us why you think you should win. Grace's friends continue joining the Tanfast page.
Yep.
It's listen, like any skills cast, you may have, any plus one armor you may have, any magical enchanted weapons you have.
My wife just came in to tell me that Amy Winehouse is dead. Now here, let me get your perspective on this. Were you surprised to hear that? Yep, she was not surprised. She says, and I quote, "Only surprised it took this damn long."
Yeah.
Thank you. Yep. So we're going to have Tan Fight interrupt us.
Yes.
We're just going to stick the tip in.
Annie's going to go on a cruise. Tim and Noah are going to see fucking Captain America. And
then we're going to eat the shit out of some barbecue.
Indeed. All right,
Leslie, Grace, good luck. One of you will be our number one redheaded Disney fan, and the other will be our number two redhead Disney fan. The stakes are not as high as you may think.
No, certainly not.
You're really not going to get much. Bragging rights, I don't know. You could tell your friends, hey, number one listener to Tancast. They're like, what the fuck is Tancast?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard that show once. It fucking sucks.
Ah, hey, I just self-censored.
Good work.
Yep.
All right. So goodbye, everybody.
Oh.
Andy,
boy, I could see, yeah.
Boy, bon,
And I'm going to end this show by telling Andy and Tim how much I love them, and they're very good friends. And when I was going for my divorce, they helped me a lot. So there you go.
Well, really? Thanks.
What?
How do they help?
Just having something to talk to always helps.
Oh, well, then I'm glad I was there. I didn't feel like I said anything particularly helpful.
It just, you know, sometimes it's good just to vent, you know, express your feelings to someone.
Well, then I should be thanking you for you helping me through your divorce. I'm pretty sure I spent more time venting to you.
So there you go.
And I'm going to end this episode by thanking both of you guys for having such smooth, tight buttholes.
Well, you know, we try.
I do. I do some exercises, some kegels for my butt. It's good.
Booty kegels.
Big booty bitches. Woo.
Take us out, big booty bitches.
Big booty bitches. Holy. We don't need bitches. No booty. Big booty bitches. Get the fuck out. Or something like that. No, no, we don't need those skinny bitches. Get the fuck out.
Goodbye, everybody.
Tancast. Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the Tancast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official Tancast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at Tancast.com. Tancast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blogs, and find links to the official Tancast Twitter page, the official Tancast Facebook page, and the official Tancast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to Tancast. You're doing it.
Oh, hello, lady baby. You look hot. I can see why someone would knock you up.
Oh, I thought you said hello, lady baby. I'm like, Noah, if you're checking out infants, this has got to stop.
Hello, lady baby.
Hello, lady baby.
That does fuck.
Oh, man. Speaking of lady babies, TLC, the fucking channel, the learning channel that nobody's ever going to learn a single fucking thing on, they've got their Toddlers and Tiara show. One of their promos for it literally referred to these 5-year-old girls as their sexy stars of this show.
I'm fucking in here!
Andy's angry.
Oh, yes. A little bit. Andy was very angry about that.
Your baby's sexy too, Andy. Don't be jealous.
My baby's not sexy. My baby's dangerous.
Yes, but to your baby, those babies are sexy. You ever think about that?
Oh, he's got a good point. Good point.
Checkmate.
My baby is still wearing diapers because we've been having some trouble getting him to, shit on the pot.
And that is sexy to some people.
So his relationship with his
play,
peep.
I think they call it.
His relationship with his peep is being surprised to rediscover it when we're bathing him. He's like, hey, look at that. I still got it. I haven't seen you in a little while. Oh, but he does love his peep.